Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We've got Don in the house.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
And I am here. Me, that's Eric. And I'm the other guy on the show. We call me the other guy. We got a lot of fun coming up today.
Okay, other guys.
We got, hey, appreciate that. We got a lot of fun coming up. We got Kent Anderson, who has just won the National Walleye Tour event out of Mobridge. We're going to talk about my big catch from earlier this week. You will not believe, monstrous, biggest fish of my career ever, history. And yeah, you're going to have to wait to hear that. And yeah, going to be fun. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, good to see you guys, as always.
It's good to be seen.
More often than not, Ava.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I had the distinct pleasure this week of going out and with the league, and we had double pike night, double points for pike. So if you caught pike and you...
How many points do you get?
I got points.
Well, do you get points per inch? Per do you weigh them?
It's
how
for
do
the
you,
fish. If you get a fish and you're able to rank,
you get two
well,
points.
It's not a matter of the. It's not that. It's a matter of if you catch a fish, you get points for that fish. But if you get a pike, it's double points if you actually are the top two or three guys that catch fish. That's got to be the biggest fish, the biggest top two or three fish, and you get points for those three positions. Double points because that's the targeted species. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a neat way to go about it,
right?
You know. And then we had double bass night, and, you know.
Who determines the fish?
It's like, random. We just it's established before the night starts, and then everybody knows, and then you're going to.
Well, is the guy picking it? Has he been out pre-fishing all week?
No. This is well established before the. Okay. It's all year. It's already set. So it's set before we come into the start of the season. So every
catfish
week,
count?
It's whatever. What?
Do catfish count?
It'd be rough fish, but rough fish would be a double, but that wasn't.
They're not a rough fish, are they?
What?
Are they a rough fish?
They're considered other.
Other? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The others. But except anyway.
Except in your book.
So anyway, so the point was, so I went out and some of the guys on my boat, they were throwing the traditional big spinner baits for pike and Sean, we had in here, he was throwing a spoon. A spoon has worked pretty well in the areas we were fishing. And I thought, you know, I've always tried something different. The last time I was out, I tried a big paddle tail and big green paddle tail. It worked great.
We're on the Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi River, right.
Okay.
It doesn't, I mean, wherever.
Okay.
It could be. So we're casting it, and I'm like, you know, let me try one, just my go-to silver and blue rip and wrap. Rapala rip and wrap. It's a minnow-looking bait. It sinks, and it's got a rattle in it. And I thought, you know, let's see if we can't churn up something. We're fishing at about 3 feet of water for these pike. Well, lo and behold, I get one, and it was like 30 inches.
Okay.
And we're fishing along, and I get another one. It's about 36 inches. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
Wow.
And had another one on, lost it. And then I hooked the mama of all mamas.
Really?
Didn't know what was going on, and I hooked it. And then, all of a sudden, about 80 feet from the boat, the line is peeling up out of the water, and this fish jumps and does a marlin move. It was a 6-plus-foot sturgeon.
Oh.
And I'm talking, it was all of 60-inch-plus. It was the biggest fish I'd ever had on my line ever. I fought it right to the side of the boat, and we're thinking it would have been great to get it in. I'm like, whatever. It wasn't a big deal. I would have got points for it. But just looking at this thing on the side of that boat, it was, and I have confirmation, Sean that was here before, another guy in the boat, we confirmed it. You could see it on the side of the boat. It was biggest thing I'd ever seen. And it didn't matter to me whether I got it in the boat. Just getting it to the side of the boat, seeing this massive, I mean, it was over a foot across, sure, on my, I mean, rod and reel, and it was in its mouth.
Were you able to actually release it, or did it release itself?
Once we got alongside the boat, we saw it. It decided it was going to start swimming again.
Yep.
And then I worked it around the side of the boat. The angle on the hook turned. It went out around, and then it came out. I'm like, whatever. It's okay.
Well, that's an really easy way to do it. But yeah. It actually had it in its mouth?
Yes. Yep. And no kidding, three casts later, I had another one on for probably about 3 minutes. Another one. It was of the same brand.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. I've never...
Have you ever caught a sturgeon before?
Yes, but nowhere near
that size.
Nothing. My biggest fish so far, size-wise, was that 54.5-inch muskie that I caught up in Eagle Lake. Okay. But this one was...
bigger?
Unbelievable.
So we were giving Eric a hard time here earlier because he was telling us he was going to...
Yeah.
Tell us about this fish. We go, well, we need to have that verified.
Well,
there's no pictures.
No.
You didn't get a picture of it? You know what you should have done next time that happens is lay your rod down in the water next to it so you can really get a comparison. You know how long your rod is.
No, I didn't worry about the rod. It was on the boat. We could see on the side of the boat. That's how big it was. Oh. It was bigger than the rod was.
Well, no, that's fine. I mean, you can say it's a foot longer than my rod, which is...
Well, we measured it on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and Sean looked over and he's like, that was all 60 plus.
Yeah.
And that's, it didn't matter.
Right.
I mean, I will say, but here's the whole thing. And really the point of the tip this week is don't be afraid to try different baits. I downsized the rip and wrap and casted it rather than ripping it and dropping it and just did a steady retrieve. So it provided a constant rattle.
Sure.
The pike loved it. Obviously, apparently a sturgeon did, and I have no idea why, but nonetheless,
that's interesting because they're a bottom feeder. Their mouth is on the bottom of their body.
It wasn't snagged. It somehow went after it. But the point really comes down to on the pike side of it, I was using a completely different bait than I thought I would normally use. I thought, I don't want to bring this with. They cast a long way in the wind. So you're playing, okay, if the conditions are windy, then I'm going to be able to cast upstream or downstream. And then I'm going to be able to own that whole thing because nobody has anything like it that I'm doing.
Sure.
Nobody had been using it. So it's a completely different vision. No one had been using anything like it. Spoons don't rattle. This rattles. It still had the flash, everything I wanted out of it. So don't be afraid. Experiment. Have some fun with it and let the fish tell you what they want. So
fun.
It works for me. Well, tell you what, we are going to have Kent Anderson coming back. We had him on before, but he's going to be coming on with us and talking about his big win at Mobridge from the NWT, National Walleye Tour. Big event for he and his brother, first and second place. Stay tuned. They are going to be coming on talking tips and tricks and tactics. Stay tuned for Valley Outdoors after this.